This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Is that Ripe, Scheimer?
Sure is, man. New song from your guys, Ripe.
I like it. What's it called?
That's Try Not to Look.
Okay.
I like it a lot.
Do you still have the Spotify list going of every rejoin you have ever played on this radio program?
I sure do, Greg. 5,600 songs going strong.
Okay. How would one find that list if they were looking?
If you're searching on Spotify, it's just Greg Hill Show with an exclamation point at the end. Okay. Or you can DM me and I can just send you the link.
Okay. And thank you to those who listen to this program on Spotify. Multiple ways that you can consume this program. You can listen on the Odyssey app. While you're listening on the Odyssey app, you can leave a voice note on any topic. And we are going to play those Hill notes back at about 9:20 on this morning's show. You can also watch this show on YouTube or on Twitch. And this show on Twitch is presented every day by Springer's Jewelers. And there are three locations you can visit. Tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, Portland, Maine, and Bath, Maine. Go to springersjewelers.com.
And I'd like to have a new rule.
Yes.
Today, no personal shots at Santo on those. He's not really even a public figure.
Correct.
Like, yesterday was a little much.
Yes, it was. Like, yes,
he's a nice guy. He likes a cummerbund. He's, you know, a good man. He doesn't deserve his reputation.
He's confident in himself, and that's the best part.
That is the best part.
Like, I love him.
He seems to embrace it at times.
He does.
Yeah.
He loves you guys.
He expects it, though, right?
Yeah, I mean. Yeah.
When you wear a cummerbund with ducks on it.
Well, but they weren't ducks. They were starfish. And all his friends wear cummerbunds as well. So
He's just the nicest man.
He really is.
He's a good man.
Yeah.
All right.
Were all his friends also in that a cappella group?
Some of them, yes.
Hey, coming from a karaoke
You know how they say get you a girl who can do both? I got me a guy who could do both. He was a lax pro, a football player, and... He was an a cappella.
So he's a real life Andy from The Office.
Right, he's a Renaissance man.
Yes.
Is what he is.
Do re mi goes.
Yes.
His friend Broccoli Rob?
Yes.
Did he play lacrosse in the loafers with no socks?
No.
Okay, all right.
No, that came up later in life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, your lead this morning.
My lead this morning is a lead about strength, because I don't think that there is somebody stronger right now than Meredith Gaudreau. Meredith Gaudreau just gave birth to she and Johnny's third child after the death of her husband. Mm. She made the announcement on Instagram saying, "I had our third baby, 4/1/25, another baby boy, Carter Michael Gaudreau, same middle name as his daddy, 8 pounds, 3 ounces, 20 and a half inches, exact same as his daddy. He looks exactly like his daddy too." Seeing what those two, both she and her sister-in-law, have gone through since the death of Matt and Johnny, is just remarkable. Both of them giving birth to children that were obviously conceived before the deaths. But just to see her thrive the best that she can as a single mom of three now, obviously she has a great support system. But I saw this. I don't think anybody could see this and it not make you feel a certain type of way. Yeah. So kudos to Meredith Gaudreau.
No, strength is the absolute right word for it. It's incredible.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
The whole entire family. Like, I don't know how, as parents, I don't know how you go on after losing two of your sons.
Right.
She put together a video, like the ones, Courtney, like the weekend one. She had one for her year. Not her, sorry. The Johnny Gaudreau's sister. And I have literally never seen a video that was more tragic. They have the footage of her mom and dad at the rehearsal of her wedding. Happy, smiling, all of her people. She's about to get married the next day. And you're watching the Gaudreau brothers walk down the aisle preparing for the next day's ceremony. And it's like, I can't even, like, how do you think of something more just senseless?
It's insane.
Awful. Yeah. Awful. Yeah. All right, Courtney, great lead.
Thank you.
Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. It'll be tough to follow that one, but I'll do my best. So I had another lead. About Jaylen Brown and his interview on Million Dollars Worth of Game, which I thought was pretty cool. I sent it to Shime, so there's a bunch of audio in there. But I'm going to go with Curtis's lead because I think Curtis's lead was really good and just had me thinking. And I'm going to say this. It is not even close. When you talk about dominance as a player, Wayne Gretzky, hands down, is the most dominant athlete in any sport.
In any sport
and ever? All throughout history. When you
more dominant than Tom Brady?
More dominant than Tom Brady.
What about Joey Chestnut?
More dominant than Michael Jordan?
More dominant than Michael Jordan. If you look at what he did as a player, and I'm not talking about championships or anything like that. I'm just talking about he dominated the league. This man... The three most important categories in hockey, goals, assists, and points. Top 10, he has four of them where he's amongst the top 10 four times in goals. Assist, nine. So when you look at the top 10 leaders in NHL history and assists, a single season, Gretzky's up there nine times. And when you look at top 10 in points, Gretzky's up there eight times. Like, his dominance as a player was so amazing, and his consistency to be able to do it. And looking at what he did then and even now, when you think of points, the most points by a current player was 153, and I believe it was Connor McDavid. Gretzky, his best season, I want to say he had like 212 or 215 or something ridiculous. Like, it's so far ahead.
I mean, he was so dominant. So dominant in the league.
He was like, and people like, you. I can't even like say like, well, some people say like, well, what about Wilt Chamberlain? There weren't as many teams. There weren't as many players. When Gretzky's era, like, there was a lot of players. There was a lot of teams in hockey. And the way he dominated the league like that for that long and how he was so far ahead of everybody else, I know there's not another player that was as dominant as this. Because you look at Jordan, right? Jordan will get surpassed as the most points. We saw that with LeBron. You look at... You know, touchdowns. Maybe
but dominant. He won three straight. Sat out. Won three straight. I mean, that to me.
No. But I'm not
dominant.
Talking about championships. I'm not talking. I'm just talking about.
I'm talking about overall dominance.
Oh yeah, how you dominate.
Also, Wayne Gretzky did it at a time in his sport where guys were allowed to and were trying to take your head off every time you were out there on the ice.
Because if you go to championships, then I'll just go like Bill Russell, right? But I'm not going to just put it on the chair. I'm going to put it on how you were statistically as a player in that league. Mm-hmm. And you look at, we're seeing records get broken. We see LeBron pass for points. We've seen what average points per game in basketball and different guys. But when you look at Gretzky and where he kind of falls into that hockey and how long he did it for, like 20 plus years, and it there's not even like, you can't even say, I don't think it's even possible. He's the only player in NHL history to have a 200-point season, and he did it 4 times.
Yeah.
You keep bringing up the same sports. Game Dog brought up Michael Phelps and Twitch and said that there's never going to be somebody that gets over 28.
Wiggy doesn't consider that to be a sport.
I don't want
to
hear that, man.
Okay. Well, and then Mitch brought
up. Say that swimming stuff for somebody else.
Mitch brought up Joey Chestnut. So I think everybody deserves a shot at this conversation.
Too. I would say Tiger in my lifetime is the most dominant.
It's Masters week. Tiger doesn't have the majors. That's Jack's record.
Yeah, right. But I'm saying dominant. If we're going to do season-by-season dominance, he won 4 consecutive majors. That's never been done before. The Tiger Slam is unprecedented. It was even money at his peak. Tiger against the field.
He was world's number one golfer for 281 consecutive weeks.
That is insane.
Scottie Scheffler has done it now. He's number two. He's done it for 170. He's not even halfway to Tiger's number one ranking record.
Yeah. Tiger's.
I don't know enough about golf, but I don't throw golfers in the same category.
What about Bonnie Blue's record?
I would say she's probably the only one that might be able to.
Will that remain intact?
I believe it will.
Okay. Good lead, Wiggy.
Yeah, Curtis started, and I'm like thinking, like, all right, now you start to think of, like, all right, what could, you know, what some players were, and it's just like, I don't know, when you look at Gretzky's numbers, it's just like mind-blowing.
All right, Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
A tech firm says that they were able to use DNA from a 13,000-year-old tooth to bring back an extinct breed of wolf. This lead is for Santo, by the way, and Shime, because they brought back the dire wolf, which was made famous.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
In Game of Thrones.
Sure was.
And in fact, the creator of Game of Thrones, George R.R. Martin, is an investor in this project. And so I want to know, if you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, you can see the dire wolf that they created.
That is very sweet.
You can actually hear, we have some audio, I believe, from the dire wolf, the first dire wolf in 13,000 years. So
that sounds like Bonnie Blue.
these kind of things happen when it comes to technology, and we just kind of like gloss over it. Are you okay with commercial endeavors creating, recreating species that existed thousands of years ago? I mean, are we, you know, are we someday soon going to see some sort of a basic bee influencer running around with a mini T-Rex in her Louis bag and getting on an airplane because it's a service T-Rex? Like, I like, are you okay with this?
I think we're going to have a Jurassic Park in my lifetime. Like, I think that that is going to happen sooner rather than later. So I bet that it's already happening.
Are you okay with it?
I'm scared. Like, I'm scared.
So you bring these things back from the Middle Ages, and they bring with them the plague and
I don't think that's exactly how that works, Greg. But, like, you are introducing a new predator. Like, if this was to ever get into the wild, you are introducing a brand new predator to add into the food chain, which I think disrupts things for sure. But
And they just use it off of DNA from a tooth?
Yeah.
And so what are they going to do with these two wolves? Because they're not going to reintroduce it into the wild, right?
I don't think they will. That's a great question. Like, if it were reintroduced into the wild, would it be able to, you know, to keep itself alive the way the dire wolf was able to keep itself alive thousands of years ago?
I mean, it's a predator. It probably would be all right.
Well, then what you'd have is you'd have the mixed breed, because that's what then would happen. The dire wolf would then breed with some other type of wolf, or
that becomes the issue, is you're then changing the wolf species as you know it entirely.
Yeah, okay, well, I'm trying to warn society. Like, how did it work out when it came to Jurassic Park, which Courtney brought up? Not so good.
I mean, they made a lot of money, didn't they? Yeah.
You mean the movie?
The
park itself, the movie.
It did for a while.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, unfortunately, there were issues.
But there were bad guys involved, Like, just
Shy, I can see that as a good job for you. Working Jurassic Park, like a tour guide.
Yes. Courtney, I would love that.
Yeah.
Are you thinking of dinosaurs?
You actually have an eerie similarity to the actor in Jurassic Park.
To God, if you say Wayne Knight, Greg, you and I are going to throw hands right now.
Newman, you look exactly, you actually look exactly like him. That's a
compliment. Consider myself more of a Jeff Goldblum.
No, you look more like Wayne, I think.
I don't think so. Yeah,
kind of in the jowl, cheeky area. Right.
Isn't Jeff Goldblum like 6'4"?
Is he really?
I think he's pretty tall.
Oh, wow. Right. I didn't know that.
All right. Those are our leads this morning. Coming up, we're going to get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. I can't wait for you to hear what Travis Hunter said yesterday.
I cannot wait for this.
About his intention when it comes to the NFL, what he wants to do. Right. So we'll get to that and the rest of They Said It next. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox dropped one to the Blue Jays 6-2, the final at Fenway to open up the series. Richard Fitz went 6 innings, giving up 3 runs on 6 hits while striking out 4. They've got another one with Toronto tonight, 6:45 first pitch, with Garrett Crochet getting the start opposing Easton Lucas. You can listen to the game right here on EEI. Lenny DiNardo joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:45 for the MassMutual pregame show. The men's college basketball champion is Florida. The Gators took down Houston 65-63. Houston did have a chance to tie it or win it at the end, but couldn't get it done. The Celtics are in New York to take on the Knicks. Tip is at 7:30. Long injury report for tonight. Jalen, Kristaps, and Jason are questionable, while Drew and Derek are probable, and Al is out. The Bruins are in New Jersey to take on the Devils. Puck drop is at 7. And the Subaru of New England Love Spring event is here. Spring into your next adventure in a 2025 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right. 37 degrees, cloudy skies, afternoon high of 43.
Question from the travel agent on the group chat this morning for Wiggy. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Let me see.
The Bland manager, Ken Laird, says, if Gretzky was so dominant, why does Mike Milbury call Lemieux the best of all time?
That's his one man's opinion.
People
will say that Bill Russell was the greatest of all time, and wasn't Wilt Chamberlain more dominant of a player?
Pretty good question from Ken Laird.
know?
You may need to go back and reworkshop
Dominance is different than being the greatest of all time.
Okay. All right. We are going to get to They Said It next.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run. Everything baseball, all season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.